The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes, but Mary Magdalene stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
By the words of the Holy Gospel, may our sins be blotted away. Please be seated. Today's feast day is the greatest and most important day of the Christian calendar. Christmas may seem to us a more beautiful, a more emotional holiday, a day filled with great nostalgia and the sentiments of home and family and friends. And it is true that Christmas is a most holy day, the birth of our Savior. God made man, comes into the world. But the purpose for which Jesus came into the world is what we commemorate and celebrate and contemplate this week. Jesus the Savior was born into the world to die for us and to rise on Easter Sunday to begin for us a new creation, to renew the heavens and the earth. That is an enormous thought, and it's one that we don't appreciate fully yet. We can't in this world. Why did Jesus rest on the Saturday, the Sabbath, and then rise, as St. Matthew tells us very explicitly, on the first day of the week? And all the disciples will say the same thing, on the first day of the week. Well, for St. John, this is critically important because he writes his whole gospel after the pattern of the book of Genesis, the days of creation. Because John wants us to understand what he didn't understand when he looked into the tomb with Peter and saw the grave cloths. They understood that Jesus had risen from the dead, that he was alive. But they didn't understand yet why it had to be so. That's what John is saying in the words you just heard. He didn't understand yet why it had to be so. It had to be so because Almighty God, in His Son, is doing something completely new. He is sharing with us divine life. He is recreating all things, and this begins by recreating us in His image and likeness, forming in us anew a likeness to God, but giving us what we did not have before, divine life. Jesus shares with us the divine life of the Trinity. And that is the great marvel of this day. Not just that Jesus rose from the dead, but that He has come to give this life to us. When you read the Gospels carefully, you'll see that there are two purposes that the evangelists have in their descriptions of the first Easter Sunday. They want to record as completely as possible the facts of the day. Who saw what and when? And they include those details that are most telling to show us that He truly arose in His physical body. It's not just that Jesus lives in heaven with His Father. His physical body rose from the tomb, leaving behind shroud and grave cloths, something that no one would do if the body were actually being stolen by someone. The grave cloths remain. He has no need of them. And in His words to Mary Magdalene and the other holy women, and later to the apostles themselves, which we will listen to throughout this week and in the Sundays to come, Jesus makes it quite clear that it is not simply that He has returned to life, but the life that He now has is greater, greater than what He had before, greater than what the apostles experienced before, and that life is meant for us. He makes the most unlikely people witnesses to His resurrection, and He gives to them and speaks to them exactly in the way that is most suited for each of them to know He is truly risen. Of Mary Magdalene, He makes a witness. Now, she was one of the few who remained faithful to Jesus and stood at the foot of the cross, braving that horrible scene and the jeers of the crowd. She stood with the mother of Jesus and with St. John and with some of the other good and holy women who had been His disciples. She heard the thieves cry out to Him, "If you are the Son of God, save yourself and save us." And in her own heart, she probably echoed those words and said, "And save me too." For she had known darkness in her own life, great darkness. And Christ had been her absolver and healer. Now on Easter Sunday, she comes to the tomb early in the morning, thinking that at least she has this place where she can grieve and mourn. At first, that seems to be taken away from her. The tomb is empty. And all she can think of is, where have they laid Him? But then Jesus appears to her. She sees Him. She touches Him. And He tells her that her mission is to go to the other apostles and tell them that He is alive and that He will see them. Now that is something extraordinary. We might think, well, that's something that Mary Magdalene was worthy of because of her braveness, because of her courage, because of her loyalty. And all of that is true. But in the world of the Jews, a woman's testimony was not taken. She couldn't be heard in court. And so to make Mary Magdalene and the other holy women the first witnesses of the resurrection, shows that Christ is doing something completely new, that he is no longer bound by the culture of his times or the shackles of convention. He will send out his witnesses to the whole world. And we too are his witnesses. You and I have to be able to say, as Mary Magdalene did, "I have seen the Lord. He is alive." We don't see him with the eyes of our bodies. We don't see him in the same way she did outside the garden tomb. But we do see him alive. We see him in the sacraments of his church when we look at the host and the chalice and say, "My Lord and my God." We see him in the resurrections that take place when a child is baptized, when a sinner is absolved, when we receive new life, when we kneel at the communion rail. In all those instances and a thousand more, we see the presence of Christ, the real presence of Christ. We know him to be alive, to be risen, to be with us. That is what we celebrate today. And if our faith still has difficulties, we speak them to the Lord. We say, "Lord, I believe, but not yet enough. Increase my faith. Lord, I want to trust, but I've had so many disappointments in my life. There have been so many times when those whom I have trusted have not been worthy. Help me to trust in you. Help me to put my confidence in you, to rely on you, to remain with you." If we speak to our Lord in this way, our prayers will be heard. He will sustain us, and we will know joy. We will know peace. That is what we ask for this beautiful Easter morning, as we pray that his peace remain on us and in our homes, among those whom we love forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.